Blog Talk Radio.
Amen to God be all the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in the midst of us. Anoint me, Lord, today as I go along my way. We need the anointing of God We need supernatural ability to do the things that we must do in this hour in which we are living, and that only comes from God Almighty. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. In Him, all things are possible with God. So we trust in the Lord, and we put our faith in Him, and we rely on Him. So we don't take nothing for granted, and we trust God on tonight. Leaning not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways, on the job and our families and our ministries, in all of our ways, acknowledging Him, and He will guide us. He will direct our path. His word continues to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Pastor, I need the anointing. I need the anointing. There's so many yokes. There's so many things going on in our land. And the anointing, the word says, destroys the yoke. Yoke of the poverty and sickness and chaos and confusion. We need to break these yokes off of our lives. We need to destroy the yoke. That means they have no chance to come back. Amen. To God be the glory. And that's why we pray. That's why we got to continue to pray, because we need God to touch our lives in many different ways. We're going to read a verse of scripture coming from the Gospel of Luke, the physician, the doctor. Luke chapter number 17. Luke chapter number 17, verse number 11. We're looking at this story, 10 lepers. Luke chapter number 17, verse number 11. And it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went," help us God, "they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And when Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give God glory, save or except this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.'" Thy faith has made thee whole. We have the account of Jesus passing through Samaria and Galilee. And the Bible says, as he passed through, 10 men who were lepers. We see the first account of leprosy through Miriam, who came against her brother Moses. And we see Naaman as he was healed in 2 Kings. But as we see these 10 lepers here, the Bible says, when Jesus came by, they lifted up their voices and cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And God, I believe, is saying to you and I tonight, how bad do you want what you want? How bad do you and I want what we want? Pastor, God's been dealing with me, and I've been praying and believing God, and And he said his word will not fail. His word will not come back void. And I realized in my life that I had to take a good hard look at myself, because God's going to keep his end of the bargain.
Yes.
God's going to do what he needs to do. But sometimes there's a part you and I play in the healing, in the prosperity, in the deliverance, in the breakthrough. There's something that's required of us that many believers, many Christians, sometimes wonder why the manifestation that has not yet taken place. Sometimes God is wanting us to do certain things. There's some things I'm believing God for on a personal level, and he constantly is telling me, increase your work ethic, study more, less recreational, less relaxation. He says to me, focus more. So God is saying to me, yes, I'm going to do what I want to do in your life. Yes, I'm going to bless you because you are highly favored, but there's some things I've been prompting you to do. Pray more.
Yeah.
Increase your faith.
Help us, God.
God is saying to us tonight on this prayer line, there's something that's required of us. These lepers wanted their healing so bad that they cried out to Jesus. They was not going to let this opportunity pass them by. So I thank God as we cry out to the Lord. Number one, he hears us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, it was 21 days before the angel showed up and ministered to Daniel. And he told Daniel, I heard you when you first prayed. And sometimes we must realize delay does not mean denial. But God is requiring something of us, and God is saying to us tonight, how bad do you want what you want? Because when we want it bad enough, we'll do the things we need to do on our part to get it. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Number two, the second thing I want to highlight and bring out from these few verses, the Bible says, as they went, they were healed. Now, I just prefaced it and said there's some things that we must do. Now, there's some things that God will do just because he's God. He said, go show yourself to the priest. If they never reached the priest, they never got hands laid on them, they never was dipped in water like Naaman and healed and cleansed of his leprosy, they were not like Miriam and had to wait 7 days and be cursed. The Bible says as they went, they were healed. They were cleansed. And God is reminding you and I tonight, there are some things that he's going to do in and through our lives just because he came. Just because he's God. Just because he loves you and he loves me. Just because God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. He's going to do the impossible in and through our lives. When Jesus said it is finished on the cross, that means the finished works of Christ was already done. Prosperity was made available. Deliverance was made available. Restoration was made available. All these things, healing was made available. When Jesus said it is finished, that means it was finished. When he put death up under his feet, the last enemy that he had to defeat was death. Everything has now been made available to you and I. And I believe these 10 lepers, as they went, the Bible says they were healed. That is so powerful, knowing, as I said, there's some things required of us, but then there's some things I've seen in my own life that God will do just because he's God.
Yes. Yes.
While some struggle with alcohol and drug addiction or getting rid of bad habits, God has the ability to remove certain things from our lives that we don't have to struggle with anymore.
Yes.
Next, finally, number three. I love this part. it says, one came back and fell at Jesus' feet, gave him thanks with a loud voice, glorifying God and giving Jesus thanks for healing.
My God.
I got to admit, in this area, I didn't need much teaching because I had a mother that taught us manners. I had a mother that taught us how to appreciate things. Whether it was a used bicycle, we were happy. Whether it was hand-me-down clothes, we were happy. Whether it was not a full meal, but we had something to eat, we learned to appreciate our blessing. So I learned that growing up, how to be thankful. And that crossed over into my Christian life. I thank God every day, throughout the day. God, I thank you for that car not running into my truck.
Yeah.
God, I thank you in the name of Jesus I didn't fall down those steps.
Yeah.
God, I thank you that my kids who was attacked with sickness at an early age, that you delivered them.
Yeah.
God, I thank you for my marriage of celebrating 20 years this
yes.
year. I yes. give God thanks.
Hallelujah.
That is one of the secrets to keep receiving blessings from God, an attitude of gratitude. God is looking for us like this one leper. Jesus said, weren't there 10? Weren't there 10 cleansed?
My God.
Didn't I heal all 10 of them who was a colony of lepers and they all needed a miracle and they all got a miracle and only one came back who was a Samaritan? It doesn't say it in the text, but it's simply, if we put the kind of clues together, if this was a Samaritan who was looked down on by the Jewish nation,
mm-hmm.
I'm under the belief that some of the nine, if not all of the nine, pastor, were Jews possibly, or people of God.
Wow.
And Jesus said, this stranger, this Samaritan came back. And God is saying to us tonight, through prayer, I want your heart to be softened. I want you to always be in a position in good times and bad times, going through and out of storms. When you're in the middle and when I break you out, I need you to be grateful. And finally, my final point tonight is that faith will fix it.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, your faith will fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. On many occasions, as he healed people, he said, be it unto you according to your faith. The centurion came praying for his servant, not for himself, and the centurion faith, not the faith of the sick person. This is why we pray on Tuesday night. The centurion faith, not the faith of the sick person, got Jesus' attention.
Yes.
He said, be it unto you according to your faith. And it says the same self hour his servant was healed.
My God.
According to the faith of the centurion.
Yes.
So when we pray for our loved ones, when we pray one for another, when we pray for each other and lift each other up, he says, be it unto you according to your faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
We need God, as your disciples of old said, increase our faith. Where there is fear, there is lack of faith. And right now, God, we're asking you to remove fear that you can increase our faith. Wherever the fear is coming from, wherever the worry is coming from,
yes.
wherever the doubt is coming
yes.
from, wherever the anxiety and the stress is coming
yes.
from, we're asking you to remove the fear, to remove the worry. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will bring us through. You will bring us out.
Yes.
We will recover.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we have faith for the impossible. We believe you, God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. For without faith, the Bible declares that it's impossible to please you.
Yes.
So, God, we want to remain people of faith. It doesn't matter how long it's been around. It doesn't matter how long we've been going through.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we see and what the facts are. You said for those who believe,
yes,
all things are possible. That blesses me tonight. This is why we pray. This is why we pray for you and your family, you and your marriage, you and your children, you and your ministry. Your future is dependent upon the prayers of the righteous. They do availeth much. And Sodom and Gomorrah, he was looking for 10 intercessors. He was looking for 10 faithful people. He was looking for a remnant that would call on the name of the Lord. And he would have withheld the fire and the brimstone. He would have not killed or slaughtered so many people in that day. Lot and the people of God got out. His wife turned back and looked and became a pillar of salt.
Yes.
But the angel had to pull Lot out with his daughters because God could not find 10. Abraham bargained with God. But I thank God for this prayer line that in 2016, God still has a remnant. God still has a sect. God still have intercessors, prayer warriors that's calling on the name of the Lord for healing for the nation. We're calling on the name of the Lord, healing for our homes. We're calling on the name of Jesus, pleading the blood over sickness and disease, pleading the blood over poverty and lack. We are binding up every evil spirit.
Yes, yes.
Pharmacia, those addicted to drugs and alcohol, we're binding that spirit up in the name of Jesus. People addicted to pornography and anger and gambling, we're binding that spirit up tonight in the name of Jesus. We're binding up crime. We're binding up violence. We're binding up gun violence in the name of Jesus. We're binding up gang violence in the name of Jesus. We're binding up domestic violence in the name of Jesus.
My God, my God. Bind it up. Yes.
So, Lord, we need you. People are angry and acting out through violence, and we're binding that spirit up tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, loose right now your word over every family on this prayer line. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. We will prosper. We will succeed.
Yes.
We will achieve and accomplish.
Yes.
We will graduate and get degrees.
Yes.
We will be homeowners.
Yes.
We will own property and assets.
Yes.
We will recover. We will,
yes,
forgive.
God.
We will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We will.
Hallelujah. We praise you.
That's why the Lord's Prayer says, let your will be done.
Your will be done.
We got to surrender our will for his will. Oh, my God.
My God. My God.
You know, you can't even forgive without deciding in your will first to forgive. It is your will to stay angry at another individual.
My God.
It is your will.
Yes.
That's your desire.
Yes.
To not let people loose from what they've done to you. That is an act of the will. That is the decision of the will. And when you let your will, not your emotions, not the fact that you feel released, but your just simply your will, God, I want to forgive these people. Help me. And God will do it. So, Lord, I pray.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it a lot on the prayer line, but sometimes sickness and disease come through an unforgiving heart. Sometimes infirmity and lack and anger and bitterness comes through a bitter and unforgiving heart. So is there anything in your heart? The word says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Sometimes we've been hurt in church. Sometimes we've been hurt by a spouse. Sometimes we've been hurt by a friend or coworker. Sometimes we've been hurt by a family member. Sometimes we have been hurt by the church. And God is saying we got to forgive. We got to move on. We need prayer. We need prayer and the power of God to release us in this hour. so we can maximize on everything that God has for us. So, Lord, right now, you say lay down the sin and the weight that so easily beset us, and let us run our race with patience. So, Lord, as my wife takes over the prayer line, as we open up the phone lines later, we need patience.
Yes, God. Yes.
To wait for the healing. We need patience to wait on the prosperity. We need patience to wait on the opportunity. So, Lord, help us as we wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Again, I say wait. Hallelujah. On the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your favor upon our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your presence on this prayer line every single Tuesday. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for being with us. You said in your word that you would never leave us,
never,
nor would you ever forsake us. But, Lord, you are always with us. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. And, God, right now, Father God, we just love you tonight. And we bind up the hands of the enemy. We bind up the hand of Satan in the name of Jesus. Coming against your people, God, we declare victory over every life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent. Oh, my God, we repent, oh, God, for all wrongdoing, God. We repent for our sins, God. We repent. We missed it, God. We have missed it, God. We thank you, Lord, for your righteousness, Lord. But we also thank you for giving us a heart of remorse, a heart, Father God, that grieves at disappointing you, God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to direct our path, continue to show us the way that we should go, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this United States of America where we reside. We know that we are heavenly creations residing here in the earth realm. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this United States of America, oh God. And we ask, Father God, we repent on the behalf of America.
Yes, God. Have mercy on
us. We repent on the behalf of America.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We ask that you will have mercy on America, God. We ask, Father God, that you will have mercy on this United States, God. Father God, look over this election. We know that you, your eyes are towards the earth realm, and Father God, that you see all things, that you are ever present and ever knowing, God. And Lord, we know that you see all things, oh God. And we ask that you will look upon this election, God. We know that you set kings up on high, and Father God, that you bring them down. Lord, we know that you have already ordained who will be sitting in the White House, Father God, after this next term, after this next election, oh God. And Lord, we just, Father God, thank you, Lord, and ask that your will be done, God. We bind up the spirit of confusion in the earth realm. We bind up the spirit of violence and bigotry. We bind up every spirit, Father God, that's aggressive, Father God, against individuals because of age or race or sex, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the Antichrist spirit, oh God, that's trying to be preeminent in the earth realm. And we declare, Father God, that you are in control. All power belongs to you. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the cattle on a thousand hills, Father God, and everything, Father God, in it belongs to you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are provident, that you are
are ever, ever reigning,
yes.
That you are sovereign, oh God, that you are Lord of lords, that you are King of kings, that you are the first and the last,
mm-hmm.
that you are the beginning and the end,
yes.
that you are the Alpha and the Omega,
yes.
that you are, hallelujah, that he that sits high and looks low.
Oh, come on.
You are, oh God, the one, Father God, who is in total control. You are the one who created the earth. You are the one who gave man dominion in the earth realm.
Yes.
It is you, O God, who are, Father God, over all. So, Lord, we submit and bow down to you, O God.
Yes.
And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, you said every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So, Lord, we pray over America and we pray over this world and we pray for your peace, O God, peace. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still on the earth realm. Peace be still in America. Peace be still in every foreign country. Peace be still in your church. Peace be still in your members' houses. Peace be still on the workplace. Peace be still in the name of Jesus for every wave, for every storm. Mama Koshelanana, for every wave and every storm that's coming against your people, we declare peace be still. For sickness that's trying to take your people out, we declare peace be still. In the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against your people can prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Father God, on earth as it already is in heaven. Oh God, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let us, Father God, manifest your kingdom in the earth realm, oh God. Father God, fill us up, anoint us afresh and anew.
Yes.
Give us an attitude of gratitude, God. Let us continue, Father God, to praise you. Let us continue to seek your face, God, to see which way we should go.
Yes.
Let us continue, oh God, to stay on the wall. Father God, as Nehemiah, hallelujah, was on the wall, God. Let us continue to build, oh God, to build, oh God, to build, oh God. Let us not tear down, but let us build, oh God, your kingdom. Let us build your church. Let us not, Mama Kosha, we bind up the spirit of division. We bind up the spirit of confusion. We bind up that spirit of death. My God, we bind up the spirit of the dead bones in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, spiritual death, and we declare life,
life
over your
life.
Church. We speak life over the remnant. We speak life over the multitudes. We speak life over every denomination.
Yes.
We speak life.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we continue to pray, we ask that you would intercede.
Mm.
This is intercessory prayer.
Yes.
We ask that you would intercede on the behalf of those under the sound of our voices.
Yeah, right.
That you would intercede as the prayer requests come forth. That you would intercede on those unspoken prayer requests. Do you know, you know what they are, God.
Mm-hmm.
People are sitting here and they're listening and they don't want to expose what's going on in their lives, God.
God.
But you know, God, what's going on. You know what the need is, God. You know what the struggle is. You know what the battle is. You know, God, what the heartache is. You know, God, what's going on. And, God, we wrestle with you
mm-hmm.
during this time of prayer. And we, Father God, declare like Jacob that we won't let you go
yeah.
until you bless us, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers that are offered up in this place. Bless every person that's connected to this prayer line. Bless my mother, Mother May Thomas, as she has surgery again on today.
Amen.
My God, for that second eye.
Yes.
And, God, she was so excited about what you did the first time, God. And we thank you that now she has 20/20. We thank you for total healing. We thank you for total manifestation, God. So, Lord, even as we open up the prayer lines, we say, have your way. And we will pray for those, every unspoken prayer concern, God. You know, God, we pray for those who are listening. We pray for money to come. We pray for bills to be paid. We pray for doors to be opened. God's opening doors, my God, that no man can close. God is opening doors that cannot be shut by the enemy. God is making a way out of no way. God is healing the sick, my God, by the blood of Jesus. We are getting ready to go into Pentecost season after the season of resurrection. And we thank God, hallelujah, that not only is he resurrecting some stuff, that there's a praise, my God, that's getting ready to come forth, my God, as a result of what God is doing in this season.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for newness. Newness.
Yes.
My God, God is speaking newness over your lives. New. Everything new. Everything new. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? All of the old things have passed away, and everything has become new. Stop looking back, oh, my God, like Lot's wife. Stop being attached to the things of old. Stop being attached to those things that can't help you. Oh, my God.
That's good.
Oh, my God. Stop being attached to fear and doubt and depression.
Yes.
And anxiety. God says, I'm delivering you. You are loose like those 10 lepers.
Yes.
You are healed by the word of God, by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You are healed by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are healed. We declare healing over your life, Mother May Thomas. We declare healing manifested. We already prayed, Mother. I see you coming, but I pray for you. We're going to pray. Keep praying for your divine healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to pray, Mother. Give her the same blessing that you gave her with the other eye. Thank you, Lord, for total healing, total deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for Brother Greg Carter right now.
Touch him.
We pray for Greg Carter right now. We pray for Brother Greg Carter in Alabama. We pray for him. We declare life.
Yes.
He shall live and not die. And he shall declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. A powerful testimony is coming forth out of Alabama.
Jesus.
We pray for Greg right now. We pray for a prognosis of total healing on this side of heaven.
Yes.
Yes. We thank you for healing on this side of heaven, God.
Yes.
We thank you for healing Greg Carter. We thank you for touching his body.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for lifting him up out of that sickness.
No,
we thank you, Lord, as my husband has prayed. We pray for his kidneys. We pray for his bladder. We pray for his blood.
Oh, Lord.
We pray for every organ in the name of Jesus. We pray for his heart, my God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, because we know you are a healer, and we know you are able, God, and we are declaring total healing. We are believing, God, and we are crying out. You said this poor man cried, and you heard his cry, and you answered him, oh God. So, Lord, we are crying out, God, on the behalf of our brother. We are interceding for his life. We are interceding on his behalf, and we are thanking you for healing tonight in advance by his stripes, by your stripes. He is healed by the blood of Jesus. We put the blood over his life, the blood over his life, the blood of Jesus over his life.
Over his blood.
In the name of Jesus, yeah. In Jesus' name, replace his blood with your blood, God. Oh, my God. We thank you for your blood running through his veins. We thank you, Lord, for clearing it up, jaundice and any other thing, any side effect from the chemo, oh, God, that they gave him. Let everything function, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Brother Greg Carter and his life. We speak life. Greg Carter, get up out of that bed of affliction. We speak life. We speak life to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Greg Carter is a very good friend of ours, and he needs our prayers on tonight. We'll continue to pray for him. We're going to open up the phone lines now. Press 1. We have a caller with a hand raised, but if you press 1, we will put you on the air in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for you, Mother Mae Thomas, and as Pastor said, that other eye, hallelujah, we thank God for the same, if not better results, total healing in both eyes in Jesus' name.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Pastor, let us take this first caller. Again, press 1 for that praise report or that prayer concern, and we will put you on the air. But this first area code is 908. You are on the air tonight. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. God bless
praise
everyone on the prayer line.
God bless Sister Lori. God bless you tonight.
Bless you.
Amen, amen. Powerful prayer this evening. Thank you for the prayers. I have 3 prayer requests. I have prayer for the people down in Louisiana with their houses flooded. I have prayer for my headaches. I've been having really bad headaches again. And I pray for my son's game tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're going to lift that up tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Lori, even as she has lifted up, Father God, specific prayer concerns and desires on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the families in Louisiana, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that have been dealing with the flood and the water issues, Lord. In the name of Jesus, right now, have mercy upon them, God. Hallelujah. God, you can do it in the name of Jesus. Yes, some things are natural disasters. And yes, Father God, we know you are in total control. But right now, they are in need of a miracle. They are in need of your mercy. Father God, only your hand can reach down and give them the shelter that they need and give them the provisions and, Father God, the resources that they need to get through this in the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, allow, hallelujah, those with the resources, those with the know-how, those with the wisdom, Lord, to react and respond in the right way, in the immediate way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it right now for these families. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you love it. You have compassion, Lord, on those who are without. And right now, God, many right now, they're worried. And they, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they don't have what they got accustomed to and what they have been used to, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So right now, we are praying that you would give them, Father God, warm and shelter and food and resources, Father God. Hallelujah. The necessities, even bathroom usage, and Father God, toiletries and everything that they need in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would have mercy on those in that Louisiana area, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now, hallelujah, for Isaiah, Lord. You have gifted him. And, Father God, they have a game tonight. In the name of Jesus, you have opened the door for that young man that no man can shut or no one can shut. And right now, God, continue to bless him. Continue to show him that you're a prayer answering God. Even as his mother, Lord, is lifting him up in the name of Jesus. Let him perform well. Let his team win. Let them do well in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we pray right now that you would encourage that young man, even through the game of basketball, showing him who you are. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you gave him a scholarship. You gave him so many things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even the gift of shooting hoops. And God, only you have done it. You know what he's been through, God, in the name of Jesus. So thank you for this praying mother that is believing for her son and the gift that you have given him, God, that it would draw him closer to you in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, even through basketball and even through the right teammates and coaches, let him be ministered to, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, hallelujah, for Isaiah. We thank you for this young father in the name of Jesus. And you will continue to minister to him personally as he develops a relationship with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, keep him healthy. And, Father God, continue to bless him athletically in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray right now and we bind up the spirit of headaches. We bind up that infirmity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the cause is, whether it's migraines or minor headaches, it doesn't matter. Father God, give Sister Lori rest. Give her relief and release from headaches. In the name of Jesus, you can do what Tylenol can't do. You can do what Advil can't do. You can do what Excedrin cannot do, because you are a healing God. And right now, God, he is asking, God, for supernatural release from the headache that tried to revisit her. In the name of Jesus, we bind up sickness. We speak wellness to her body. In the name of Jesus, we speak, Father God, hallelujah, that her blood will be regulated in the name of Jesus. All her bodily organs and functions will operate according to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
As we bind up headaches, whatever the symptoms are, if it's worry, if it's stress, if it's eating the wrong foods, whatever it is, we're believing you, God, that you would remove it. You would supernaturally remove it in the name of Jesus, that she would be free of headaches, that she would have comfort even in that head area. Remove the pain, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
The front of the head, the back of the head, in the eyeball area, wherever it is, God, remove it. Deliver her in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we believe by faith right now that it is done.
Yes.
We believe by faith right now that God will deliver you and has delivered you from headaches in the name of Jesus. So begin to praise him. Begin to thank him for it. Begin to, hallelujah, already celebrate your victory in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you tonight. And we're going to continue to pray for total healing over your life. Total healing over your life.
Thank you.
Not just headaches, but total healing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. I receive it all. Amen. Thank you both.
Amen. Keep praising him. Hallelujah.
Well, praise him and keep listening. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank God for you as well, Pastor. Love you both. Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Walk through your healing.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. We declare her healed.
Yes, yes. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
All manners of sickness and diseases, Jesus came to destroy it. We're going to take this next caller in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And it is coming from area code 770. 770, you're on the air. God bless you tonight.
Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through. do. Even when I'm going through, I've learned to worship you. Know my circumstance,
yes,
doesn't even stand a chance. My peace outweighs the bad. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all I go through, because praise is what I do, 'cause I owe it all to you. Praise is what I'll do, is what I'll do.
Yes,
praise,
yes,
is what I do, is what I'll do. And praise is what I will do to my Lord, my Jesus Christ. I will worship him at all time. Around this time last week, I was having really bad pains, and you guys prayed for me. My week got better. This morning, I felt a little pain. I got a little pain earlier, and I said, oh, my God, please let me make it to the prayer line this week. And so I laid there for a little while, and thank you, Jesus. He answered my prayers, because I'm not that much in pain as I was earlier today. I know that he's got a plan for me, and I know that he's going to work all this out for me. I just have to be patient. I just want to pray for the voters that are voting, for all those that are going through a lot through this voting process, because I know there's a lot of ugly scenes that I just have seen, and I pray to God that he keeps everyone safe, and it's just his plans. We just have to just wait to see how he works this all out. And I would like for you to pray for me, for my back, for total healing of my back. And my son, he's doing so much better working. They're giving him more hours at work, and I thank God for that, because he's really answered my prayers. My son is working. He's getting more hours.
Jesus.
And he's turning his life around slowly, but surely I know he'll do it. And I want to thank God for everyone on this prayer line, for our pastor and Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Give them health, bless them in anything they do and everything they do, dear God. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you because I know you
thank
love
you,
me.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
to God
you,
be the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you said you already prayed.
Hallelujah.
And God gave you a certain level of release in that back area.
Yeah.
So even get you to this prayer line, so we can continue to pray. Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, even as you have given her a certain level of comfort, she is believing you for total healing and total deliverance from the pain in her back, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we are simply touching and agreeing with her, because you said, how can they walk together unless they agree? As two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of you. So, Lord, we right now agree with Sister Maria that you would touch that back area and deliver her from the pain, Lord, and the discomfort. And the ailment, in the name of
Jesus.
She wants to function with her full capacity. She wants to do the things that she needs to do for her livelihood. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, she is asking you, God, to touch her body, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we agree with her that she's already healed. Hallelujah. The word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, God, was upon Jesus Christ. And by his stripes that he took for us, we have been declared healed in the name of
Jesus.
So, Lord, right now, she says she'll wait on the manifestation of that healing. Now, God, we're asking of you to give her the strength to endure. Give her the grace to get through every day, even give her sweet sleep at night, and allow her, Lord, to be rested as she go to work, to and from, as she care for herself and her household. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
she said you are answering her prayers concerning her son. And even concerning the fact you gave her the ability to get to this prayer line tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
So we want to pray for her son, that you'll continue to establish him, give him the money that he needs. Through work and through other resources, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Show him, God, that you're a provider, you're a protector. In the name of Jesus. And thank God for this praying mother.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. And God, move in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
intercede and interfere with every situation that tries to be negative or tries to be contrary to the word of God. In the name of Jesus. So we call her blessed. We declare she is highly favored.
Thank
and we declare Sister Maria healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The thief, the devil comes, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. What is this thing that you have to let go of? There is some forgiveness. You're trying not to be mad at this person, but you got to let it go because it's trying to open the door to get you to be stricken with sickness again, to get you to be immobilized, to get you locked up and locked down. So you got to forgive this person. You got to release it. I heard God say, let it go. I heard God say, vengeance is mine. I heard the Lord say, let it go. You have to let it go because there are demons on assignment that have been come to try to bind you up, like the woman that was in the temple, and she was bent over with a spirit. An evil spirit that had come on assignment against her. So let it go. You have to forgive everybody. I don't know who it is. It's more than maybe one, more than one person, but it keeps trying to come back. I heard you say, I was feeling better, and then it came back.
Yeah.
This thing. I bind up every demon on assignment in
devil
the name
the
of Jesus. And I lose healing right now in the name of Jesus. And we close every door right now that's been trying to be opened by anger or unforgiveness. And we declare supernatural healing over Maria's life right now in the name of
Jesus.
And we declare that the sickness will go. It will go. Every demon of sickness, we cast you off of our body. You will not oppress her. You will not be present. You will not keep her down. You will not bind her up. You will not afflict her in the name of Jesus. And we cast you off of her body and out of her house and out of her emotions, out of her emotions in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that she is free in Christ and free indeed. And none of these things that happen in life will be able to harm her. Oh, they will not have any impact on her. And
Jesus, my name.
Because praise is what she does.
Oh my God.
Because there is power in her praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and nothing
Hallelujah.
Can stop her praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And yet will she praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Yet will I praise him. Yet will I give him the glory.
Jesus.
So yet will I praise him, and I forgive everybody.
Yes, Lord.
that tried to come against me in this season. And I lose myself. Come on. I lose myself.
Amen. To God be the glory, Pastor. It's good to hear from you as you call
And you got a powerful testimony. Just a miracle working God. Did you call for a praise report? Do you want to give that testimony, or do you have a prayer concern?
No, I want you guys to pray, because I'm doing. I'm actually going to the Mexico. I'm actually crossing the border from the United States to Mexico, which is possibly 15 to 20 minutes away from where I live at. And the Lord opened the door for me to minister in a town in Mexico. It's called Juarez. I'm going to be ministering in the church of the poorest town in Mexico. I'm going to be preaching there, and I'm also going to be bringing some medicine, some clothes to the local community there. But I just ask you to pray for me that God will give me a word of season, that it will be healing, salvation, and that's what I call for. I call for that. And again, keep praying for me and the church here in El Paso.
Amen. We're going to look at our pastor in the name of Jesus, because God has opened this great door for you. Let us lift up the name, and amen, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your man of God, your chosen vessel right now, even as you open the door that no man can shut. Father God, we thank you for your angels covering him. We thank you for the network of people, Father God, that will escort him and be with him, even those in the country of Mexico, and one of the poorest cities in the country, God. We thank you, Lord, that he will minister with power and authority and might in the name of Jesus. Father God, speak through this powerful man of God, and we thank you for the manifestations of miracles. We thank you that lives will be radically changed. We thank you that many souls will be saved through Jose Luciano, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his faithfulness to you. God, you have brought him through much. You have brought him through many trials. And thank you even for this recent testimony. But more than that, he is a real man of God. He is authentic, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. As he goes and preach, as he goes and pray, as he goes and prophesy, as he goes and lay hands on the sick, we know that you're going to use him mightily. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for protection. We thank you that he has all the provision that he needs, all the money and resources that he needs, the medicines and everything that he's trying to minister to, and the resources that he's trying to bring to Mexico citizens. Lord, help him in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. And we give your name glory in advance in the name of Jesus. So right now, Father God, I thank you for his life. We thank you for his faithfulness and his ministry in the name of Jesus. Your Father God, hallelujah. Use him in the country of Mexico to minister to these people, that they would hand and surrender their lives over to you, Jesus.
Yes, Holy Father, in Jesus' name.
Become Lord of their lives. Become their Savior. And use him as a mouthpiece in the earth realm to bring heaven on earth. In Jesus' name.
Yes, we bleed
amen.
The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life, God.
In the name of Jesus, Father.
Father God, we thank you for the blood that will cover him and his team and his family as they travel, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all spiritual attacks. We come against backlash and retaliation. We come against backlash and retaliation. We bind up every demon on assignment against this assignment. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, oh God, that you will keep them as they go on the road and as they return, oh God. We thank you for divine favor being extended unto them even as they go. The doors will open. Doors of hospitality will open. We thank you for monies being poured into this ministry, oh God, so that they can continue to do the work. God, continue to sustain Pastor Luciano and Pastor Alicia, even, Father God, as they go into the nations, Father God, as they expand the
expanded the borders of their tents, oh God, as you expand the borders of their tents, oh God, and take them to places, oh God, that only you can take them. So, Lord, we thank you for the testimony that's going to come back with them, oh God, that souls will be saved, their lives will be changed, oh God, but people will be healed miraculously, oh God, because of the anointing on this man of God's life. So, Lord, we thank you that people will be healed by his shadow, oh God, and even as he lays hands, oh God, that demons will flee, oh God, and sickness, oh God, will dissipate, oh God, and healing will manifest. So we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well,
thank you.
Go ahead, son.
Yeah, no, I thank both of you, servants of God, for praying for me, and thank you for praying for the divine protection. You know, it's enough that, like the last caller was mentioning, or maybe two callers, the second caller was talking about the election and everything, and it's enough that, you know, Mexico, you know, are not good friends with the United States, and I thank you for praying for the protection and favor, because this is my first time actually leaving the United States to a country like Mexico, and I know that God has his reasons and his purpose for me going there. So I will come back and share with you and your audience what God did and what God's going to do. We believe in, again, this is the poorest, this is one of the poorest towns in Mexico. They actually live in caves and hunts. So we're bringing a lot of clothes, a lot of women supplies for the woman, the young woman, a lot of stuff to this poor country. But most of all, we're bringing them Jesus, the hope of life, you know. And again, there's a language barrier, but I know God could make them understand, whether it be English or my broken Spanish. So thank you for praying for me.
Amen. But you are truly a blessing and a miracle. You know, I'm in awe because God raised you up. You're a miracle. God raised you up from death too long ago, but not even 6 months ago.
And
nope. You're on your way. How long ago was it, Pastor?
How's the work in the church?
How long ago was it that God raised you up from death?
Oh, not even 6 months.
My God,
we know it hasn't been 6 months.
The operation was December of last year, the 9th, and look right now, we're in March.
Jesus.
My last visit to the hospital was last month, February. The doctor told me I could go back to the gym because I have a heart of a 25-year-old child. and the blessing about it, I'm back to the hospital witnessing, praying for the sick, and casting out devils. You know, where the devil meant for bad, God turned into good. And by God's grace, next week I'll officially be working as a chaplain here in the apostles. Hospital, the same hospital that I worked before I went to surgery, and my wife was in tears and she was rejoicing because she was waiting for me to stay there. And the prayers for your prayers, the body of Christ, you know, like I mentioned to you before, you know, when Peter was in prison, the church prayed for Peter. They prayed to God for Peter, and Peter was delivered. As you just mentioned, God delivered me from death, you know. So I'm a live testimony of somebody coming back from the dead. Lazarus was not the only one that came back from the death. Jesus came back from the death, and we're going to celebrate that this month, the resurrection. So I'm just so happy and blessed.
Amen, amen. And you also, and I'm going to let you go, but you also had to learn how to walk again. And I saw the videos, and I saw what God done. And if you could just tell us in one sentence, what is the thing that has that you could share with us that are suffering, those who are suffering any kind of affliction or any kind of challenges in life? What is it that you can share that they can do that they can have this victory in their lives?
You know, I believe what the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of Christ. And you cannot accept the status quo. This is the way I am. You have to, with Christ's help, you need to rise up and say, I know who am I in Christ. Philippians 4:13 says, I could do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And it's the mindset. My recovery was so quick because I had a mindset that I said, God, you know, I cannot preach the gospel on this bed. I cannot lay hands of the sick. I need to be healed. And I came against every obstacle that came my way, every discouragement, because I said to myself, I want to be used by God. God brought me back for a reason. He brought me back to warm up a bench or don't do nothing. You brought me back for a reason. There's somebody needs to be healed and delivered. And I think it's the word or the confession of your words and the mindset of getting better. And that's it, because I believe if we have the mind of Christ, you know, we could do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Just have that mindset, and I do that every day. I could do all things. There's nothing impossible. I could do it. If God is by my side and he's my Alpha, he's my Omega, I know for sure that I'm going to have the victory. And Pastor Rebecca Anthony, when I thought of that in my rehab, I mean, they are shocked that I started walking, okay? They were shocked that I'm doing my they said I recovered quickly for a person. They just, you know, almost had a life and death experience. They said, how this man could, it's like there's something wrong with him. So I said, that's Jesus, that's why. You know, that's Jesus doing the work. He brought me back to life to go back to do what he had called me to. Like I said, the devil meant it for bad, but God turned it for good. And glory be to his name always.
Well, Pastor, thank you for, like you said, the prayer line has blessed you, but you blessed us. You blessed us and our callers and our intercessors tonight with their words of wisdom. We know the testimony. You had to learn how to walk again. God gave you a new heart after a major heart attack. And like you said, couldn't eat, couldn't do certain things. Certain things didn't go right, but God brought you through it all.
My God.
We thank God. You're encouraging so many people tonight,
Jesus.
Because people walking through many things.
Yes.
But we saw you on the walk on your video.
Yes.
And look at you, really ready to go to Mexico now and preach it. You're walking on your own.
Jesus.
Only that's a miracle from God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I'm preaching without any crutches, okay? They thought that I lost my memory. All my memory about me and my family came back. I had problems writing with my hands. Now I could write. Everything that I supposed to lose because of this open heart surgery and a heart pass by, okay? I supposed to lose my memory, my vision, of me holding a cup or a spoon to eat, okay? My physical, it created a physical disability on me. All that came in one shot, but it all left as quick as it came. And I thank you and Pastor Rebecca and your church and the body of Christ for praying, because let me tell you, prayer is the key to all victory. If you don't know how to pray, don't expect nothing. You have to pray, and not only pray, but pray in faith, with total confidence and assurance, knowing that what God said he would do, and he would do what he says. So God bless you, and I'm totally blessed with your ministry, and keep me in prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Well, good night, Pastor. Call us again as you come back from Mexico and share with us how it went. I'm sure it's going to go well, and we'll continue to pray for you. Amen. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you, then.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
He's
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
For those of you who know Pastor Jose Luciano, he's a very good friend of ours. He preached at our church before.
Jesus.
He had us over in the Bronx to preach. It was a Spanish-speaking church. He had an interpreter. And he said with his broken Spanish and his English, they're going to understand him in Mexico no matter what. He's bilingual. And I'm sure he's going to do a great job in Mexico. We thank God for him. Amen. Well, Pastor, I believe that's it. And amen to God be the glory.
One more.
If there is one more caller, we will take it. If you press one, we will put you in the air and pray with you and pray for you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God moved in a unique way on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, he did. Let us just pray. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the miraculous on tonight. We thank you for moving, Father God, with signs and wonders and miracles. We thank you for the testimony, oh God, of Pastor Jose Luciano. Lord, you sent him here tonight, God, after having open heart surgery in December, and it's bypass, Father God, surgery, Lord, to let us know that all things are possible with you, oh God, that he is 100% restored, 100% recovered, oh God, and that you are even sending him on a mission trip, oh God, to minister to those, Father God, who are less fortunate. So, Lord, we pray for him, oh God, and we pray for every listener on this call, God. Father God, bless every person on this call, Father God, for that needs a miracle. We ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, release miracles on this phone line on tonight. Release miracles for Brianna and Father God. Even now, God, we pray for her, Father God, as she, Father God, is in the hospital, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing, God, and we declare healing over her life, God. We thank you, Father God, for, Father God, hallelujah, Sister Miriam, oh God. We thank you for the family, God. We thank you for their faith, oh God. Continue to show yourself mighty in the middle of that situation, God. You are able to do all things but fail. We pray for my sister Renee and for all of my family. We pray, Father God, for Sister Carmen and her family, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for Father God, Minister Jamal and his wife, oh God, hallelujah. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for all, Father God, who are looking, Father God, towards heaven, oh God, and all who are looking for prayer. Sister Rita, we lift up Sister Rita on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up my daughter, Hakita, and my grandchildren, God. Lord, move mightily in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up every child, every grandchild, God, one by one and name by name, oh God. We lift up this election, God. We come against, Father God, the aggravation of Trump, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up the hand, Father God, of confusion and violence, oh God, in the name of the followers of Trump, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Father God, for losing your power over this election, God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for peace in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that America is moving forward, and we declare and decree it, and not backwards, oh God. We are moving forward with power. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name tonight. Meet every need on this prayer line. Meet every financial need. Meet every physical need. Meet every emotional need, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for those who called in. There's so many here that did not pick up the line tonight, God, that didn't have a vocal request, but Lord, we cover them right now. We intercede for them. We intercede
for their families. We intercede for their situations, God, knowing that you are able to do all things. Thank you for the testimony that you can do all things but fail. So, Lord, we lift it up. We lift up the request, every unspoken request tonight, and we say, have your way. In Jesus' name, we lift up New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We lift up Apostle Luciano's church. We lift up Sister Maria's church and every church represented on this prayer line. And we pray for increase. We pray for growth. Father God, we pray for souls to be saved. We pray for laws to be changed. Let your glory continue to be in the house, God. Lord, we just thank and we praise you. We're so blessed. We're so blessed. We love you so much, God. So, Lord, have your way. Continue to heal your people. Continue to bless your people. Continue to comfort your people, Lord. And we just give you the glory. You alone get the glory. You alone get the honor. You alone get the praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to go down from this place. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Continue to believe God. Continue to trust God. Join us for Bible study on tomorrow at 7:30. And also join us for church on Sunday at 12:30. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to dress up. You know, just come as you are. Amen. Everybody's welcome. Amen. So hopefully, prayerfully, and Thursday night is the most excellent way. If you're struggling with anything, God can deliver. God can heal. God can provide. God can protect. God is able. You heard Pastor Luciano. God is able. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. And serve our God, amen. And keep believing God, amen. Keep believing God, amen. Praise God. We love you, God. God bless.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
That you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's going to your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
The clouds have moved.
I believe.